Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. And I have my very special guests, Colleen Marshall and Miles Simon, here from the Planetary Activation Organization. They are here. And we're going to just have our conversation today about these interesting times that we're living in. And I thought I would open the show today. Miles created the show notes, and I want to speak them out because I want you to hear them, not just read them, but also hear them, because a lot of the things that he said here are things that we're definitely experiencing now or are curious about. So living in the here and now, is the future rescue inevitable? Over recent decades, we have borne witness to many people awaiting rescue from our increasingly chaotic reality. The grinding obligation of dealing with political corruption, debt slavery, and the cruelties of day-to-day 3D existence has eroded our hopes to the point where it's no wonder many raise their hands in despair and wait to be rescued. The realm of alternative information abounds with tempting promises of rescue for those who yearn for escape, ascension and divine intervention, galactic federation, first contact, rescue landings, Nisara, abundance and debt forgiveness, the med beds, celestial chambers, crystal light metamorphosis, restored political system with honest leaders. The problem with these promises, held out like carrots to the desperate, is that they are only possibilities. They encourage us to sit and wait and wait and wait and wait. And in waiting, we exist in a bubble, not in the real world. In reaching up for a helping hand, we are not moving ahead. We are dreaming and not doing, envisioning and not acting. It's far too easy to succumb to the comfort of inactivity, the vision of rescue. Far more difficult to stand up, step forward, and act. But that is what we all must do. It is time for us all, using our God-given gifts of discernment, the combined wisdom of head and heart, to wake up, shake off all the dreams and illusions, and what ifs, and join the present moment and act. These are critical times that we're living in, awakening times. We are all an epical and upward ascending path, being bathed in the iridescent frequencies of the cosmos. By acting, by being in this moment, we join the flow of the universe, its positive intent, and contribute wholeheartedly to a healthy and universally predetermined reality shift for all of us on Earth. Welcome to the show, Colleen and Miles.
Thank you for having us back again, Cornelia. We really appreciate coming on and exploring different subjects that are of interest to everyone right now, because the world is, for lack of a better word, interesting and unexpected developments.
Yes.
So we'll enjoy the tweaking of our spontaneous voices today to see what happens and what the universe wants us to talk about. I'm looking forward to the surprise of what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, that's why I wanted to open up the show with the show notes of what you talked about. And it's our time to act. Something, your inner self, Miles, really, you know, brought it forth, that the time for sitting back and waiting and waiting and waiting to be rescued is over, that it is really that time. So why don't we just dive into that a little bit more, and let's look at how is that played out on a practical level, and why is that so important?
Well, one of the things that I can't help notice, and I notice it every day as I'm walking the streets of my city, is that people seem to have their heads down, either with their little phones that they have to constantly have to escape. It's like people are losing that connection with nature and with being present and looking at what's around them. I had a dinner recently with my niece and her friend, and we were at the dinner table ordering our sushi, and they text each other to decide what they were going to have. They didn't ask each other in person. And I said, put your phones down. Please join us in real time. And that was sort of a sign to me of what is taking place somehow. I think people are so frustrated by having to endure all of the horrors of what's going on these days that they're using not only at home mechanisms to escape, but they want portable escape mechanisms as they're walking the streets. So that's where the phones come in. So I think, well, what's going on? Is this a way of controlling people no matter where they are? So those are the things I think about as I live my daily life walking to get groceries at times.
What is the age group? I'm curious what the age group is of your niece, and what is their age group?
Well, it varies. It depends where you are in the city.
Your niece.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the age group of the people we see on the streets. She's a millennial.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that a lot happening with people too. It's, you know, they are constantly, everybody's constantly on their phone. They're constantly being distracted. And there's that missing communication, the heart-to-heart connection, the looking into the eyes, looking into each other's eyes, having a conversation, talking about the things that are important to us, right? That we... we have these connections, we have these communications with each other. I definitely see that. What about you, Colleen?
Well, something you just said reminds me that a lot of the messengers are saying, come together in groups. Because when we come together and share our energy, it exponentially increases and goes out into the universe and does the ripple effect. And so I think it's really important for us to come together, besides being active citizens, but to come together so that we are looking in each other's eyes. We did have the whole COVID thing where people were sequestered and some of their humanity was taken away with masks and lockdowns and all that. And there's a healing that needs to take place. And mm-hmm. I think we're approaching that healing right now. More and more people are saying, oh, wait, whoa, what what the heck happened, you know, and are starting to accept each other more because there was the divide on so many different issues, especially around COVID and all. And I think that people are starting to come together and saying, it's okay if you have a different point of view than I do. But hey, we think A, B, C are all the same. So, you know, just because D is different, am I supposed to leave you out of my life? No. And so coming together and we look in each other's eyes, it's just the best.
I think, you know, those of us that are pioneers on the ascension timeline, that we've been, you know, pioneering the path and we've been paving the way I did receive a dream recently with meeting your soul tribe now, your soul family, the people that you're ready to connect with and that you're going to collaborate with, that you're going to do projects with, and that you're going to come together with. And I think, you know, it was really a good feeling in the dream. That's when I know that how I was feeling in the dream, that's when I know, oh, I woke up feeling so good about it. You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm really looking forward to experiencing more of that in the physical, because so many of us have been, anchoring in, you know, the vibration, and we've been, lots of us have been alone in that way. And so now us coming together with our soul tribe, our family, the people that we're going to, business partners, collaborators, I'm really looking forward to this next phase, because this is brand new right now, what we're getting ready to do, right?
Yeah. I feel like I'm on hold a little bit. Like a lot of ideas are coming in my head, but then nothing, action doesn't take place. And it's because I'm resting and whatever. And people are calling me all the time and going, I have no motivation. I want to, but then I can't. And I'm like, you know what? That's where we're at right now. But we're starting to enter this next phase. And I think for me, there's a lot of friends that for no reason, I mean, are drifting away into a different part of their journey. And it's different than mine. And I go, oh, that's interesting. It's okay to let them go because new is coming in. And I think a lot that's happening to a lot of us, where we're getting ready for our next phase, and it's going to be the rebuilding and the creation of the new earth.
That is so. This exactly. I feel exactly the same way that we're in a space right now, because we've been in this Cancer season now in this last month of water. And so lots of emotion, right? Mm-hmm. Our physical body being bathed in water, in our emotion, in our water. And now we're getting ready to move into that Leo fire, where we're getting ready to receive our new insights, our new downloads, our new,
marching orders.
Yeah.
That's what I'm waiting for. It's like, okay, tell me what you want next.
Exactly. But, you know, I resonated deeply with what Miles was writing about people sitting back and waiting and, not taking action, you know, sitting on the fence, basically, and not doing something, right? Is that what you were referring to, Miles? Also with people not taking action, kind of sitting on the fence, even not even making a decision.
Well, if people are promised something that they feel will save them, it's very easy to just sit and wait. And what we don't realize is that creating opportunities happens through action, not through waiting. Nothing happens if you don't act. And I'll give you an example. When I was a musician, I wanted to be in a band. And I started playing the saxophone for the first time when I was 14. And I heard music on the radio, and I never had heard what the saxophone was before. And I said to my father, that's the instrument. It's calling to me. So we went to a music store, and I took action, and I had the people play the different brass instruments. And I said to the owner of the music store, that's the one. And then I had a goal. I wanted to play in a band. Those were in the days when you could play in a rock band if you were a saxophone player. So I spent 3 years learning about the saxophone and playing every day, practicing. I could have just ignored that and just sort of done it casually, but I wanted to make it happen. I had to work for it. I didn't sit around and wait. And then one day, I said, okay, I'm ready to play in a band. And so I saw this band that was playing and they didn't have a saxophone player. They were playing at a church. And I went up to them and said, would you like a saxophone player? And they said, oh, we've tried a whole lot of them. None of them are any good. And I said, well, you haven't tried me. So we went and played and that was it. That's how I started my music career. But I always remember that liking myself for not just sitting back and waiting for actually doing something. And to me, that's a real life example for me of taking action will get you results, good results.
Yeah, I think that's really a key piece. You know, there's a time to sit and be, and then there's a time to get inspired and be inspired for something that you want to learn or something that you want to grow or something that you want to build. And that involves action, even if it's cleaning the house, you know, even if it's letting go of things, old clothing or whatever, releasing things, letting go, even if it's that, you know, taking action to make things lighter. You were talking about in your notes about the Galactic Federation first contact rescue landings. Do you want to speak about that?
Colleen?
Well, it never really was a rescue, although people interpreted it as that, or at least not the way Sheldon presented it. However, they are here to assist us. And as time, as we're waking up, well, let me start over. So the Galactic Federation is about over 200 different star nations in our galaxy. That's all we're talking about right now. And the Milky Way galaxy. And so they're here to, their purpose is to go around the galaxy and learn about all the different societies, all the different ways. And for those that are ready to ascend, they're there to help us as we do the work first, then they can do more. They're in service to the Creator. So the Creator said, come and help them, but they have free will. We have to honor that. The directive is that we don't interfere. However, nuclear is not allowed. So all this nuclear rattling is never going to happen. So you don't even really have to worry about that. It's already been stopped so many times. It's a non-item for me, for Miles, I'm sure too. And everybody who follows the PAO, the Planetary Activation Organization. So that's good because then you don't have that fear, even though there's a lot of rattling right now. But that's for a purpose. It's got its purpose. But the Galactic Federation, so they've stopped many, many, many assassination attempts, many, many, many nuclear wars. So they are helping in that way, but they're not rescuing us. We have to do it. And we have to do it with the laws that are in place on planet Earth. And that's one reason why it's taking so long. We have to take down the dark using their own laws against them.
And I think, again, it comes down to us taking action ourselves and coming from an empowered, sovereign place, that we're not victims, we're empowered creators. And I feel like when you were talking about the Galactic Federation, how they have rules in their realm, the rules like they can't interfere, that they can, you know, hold space, that they can observe, that they can support, but they can't interfere, all the things. It's pretty much the same rules for us here as well. You know, it's the same thing with us. We're, you know, when you're doing healing work with someone, any type of anything like that, because every person has everything they need within themselves to do it themselves. And every person has what they need inside. And so we also can't interfere our will on someone else.
One of the things that we have to also be aware of, and Dr. Stephen Greer did a movie about it. He called it The Cosmic Hoax. And one of the things that they're trying to do is, if you want to unite people and keep the narrative going, what better way to do it than to fake an invasion? And so I think that the Galactic Federation is preventing them from doing that, because that would really be devastating for people, human beings. Think of the fear that would be created if they created a fake kind of invasion. Yeah. So I think one of the things I really feel they're doing, the Galactic Federation, is preventing them from doing that. That keeps things neutral and keeps us, gives us a chance to act and actually do something without that getting in the way.
Yeah, and really, I mean, it gives us the opportunity also to not self-destruct again. I think during the time of Atlantis, when you know, when we tried to, when we had a lot of the things that we're bringing here now, and you know, and then we self-destructed, that's not the what you were talking about, Colleen. That's not what's going to happen again.
No, and Miles is right. That isn't allowed to have a false invasion. However, it is still part of the cabal's card up their sleeve that they think that that would be really worth it. And it would for their agenda, but that's not going to be allowed. And they actually know that because they've tried it many, many times. It's really important that the Galactic Federation allow us to do it ourselves. It's so important. But they are here and they are talking to our governments. You know, they're very active in our ascension process, but not in an interfering way, only what we are ready for. So we're the ones who have to do the work, and we're the ones who have to stand up and say no more and claim our sovereignty and say, I do not consent anymore to taxation. I do not consent anymore to child trafficking. I do not consent to mandated putting things in my body, my body, my choice, that type of thing. So I think we're on the right track of really, well, look at what they just did recently. They're out there and it's mainstream news saying, oh, look, we have a landing and we have a being and all this. Well, that to me was, as soon as you tell me it was on mainstream news before it was on anything else, then you knew that that was setting us up for an invasion by the galactic, by the aliens, as they would call it. And so, you know, I had to laugh kind of, you know, my son called me up and, hey, mom, you know, hey, it's finally going to happen. And I said, well, it is finally going to happen. But honey, that is the cabal way of trying to get fear into us. So yeah, it's not the disclosure I'm looking for.
Right, right. Yeah, I think, you know, the more people that work on themselves, that remember the truth of who they are, and that are actively transcending those fears that come up in our daily life with our daily challenges that we're challenged with, and we're transcending those, and we, you know, we keep moving deeper and deeper into our soul integrated experience, that is rippling out, and that will make the difference. And that's part of the inaction, you know, that's part of not sitting and just not doing anything, just, you know, pointing the finger at, you know, what victims we are. This is really our work, like, do it yourself. You can do it yourself, because in the truth, you were your master, and you came here to experience this. So, let go of waiting for the savior, waiting for somebody to come and save you.
Yeah. Even it's such a delicate tightrope sometimes that we're on, because even the technologies that are coming, some people are like, oh, I don't have to take care of my body because I'm going to get in a med bed. And I'm like, what? No, that isn't how it's supposed to work. You know, you have to take care of your body. And then when the technologies come, which I'm so looking forward to, and all of that, but I also, in the meantime, am remembering that I have the power to actually heal everything in my body. Now, we're in a collective, though. We're in an individual life and a collective life. So sometimes it doesn't work out that way exactly, because there still is a collective field that we're in, and we can only take it so far sometimes, unless we're really masters. And I'm a master in remembering. So, yeah, even the technologies, the gold back money's going to come and I'm going to get all these riches and everything. Well, that is true. But what do you do today to make that happen tomorrow? So we are being asked to become active citizens.
Yeah, no, you all have been with the planetary organization. You all have been talking a lot over the years about the Nisara project. Should I call it Nisara Jasara project? Abundance and debt forgiveness. And so do you want to speak about that?
You want me to, Miles?
Well, I'll say a few words. One of the things that I think about often when it comes to money is that everything seems to revolve around money. Like we're constantly talking about, well, I have to pay these bills, or I need money in order to accomplish this, or I'm successful if I make money. Money becomes a kind of material god. And one of the things that I'm realizing more and more is that, yeah, they created a system around money, but think about what the Galactic Federation has. They have replicators. If you have a replicator, you don't need money, because you can have whatever material things you want, and money has no bearing on it. So I often wonder, what would happen to mankind if they suddenly were given replicators? What would happen to our systems? What would happen to our world? Are we ready for that? That's the question I always ask myself. At what point in time would replicators change everything, and are we going to be able to do that? And in a way, maybe all these things that we're going through is kind of like a preparation. Like, we have to learn how to tear ourselves away from being identified with money and materialism. We have to learn how to go beyond that in order to be ready. And I think they're raising our frequencies, and a lot of people who are awakening are starting to realize, my frequencies are raised. I'm seeing the world through different eyes. I don't have to depend on things that are costing me money in order for me to live my life in a good way. And so I think we're starting to realize that moment when we're preparing to go beyond the material world, that we're, and I don't mean that you have to go to heaven to be beyond the material. I mean, just be living life on earth without money getting in the way, because the galactics with their replicators can do that. I don't even think they have currencies in the Galactic Federation. They don't need them.
Yeah. Well, I how long has money been around? It's only been around, you know, the monetary system has only been around for what, a little bit more than 100 years or something. I also feel like I like the way that you talked about it, Miles, that, you know, are we ready for it? You know, I feel like we, again, as a humanity, will be choosing it, choosing what we're ready for. I was with my girlfriend the other day, and we were talking about money as well. And I was saying that, you know, maybe it's not about the money. Maybe what it is about is really working on our manifestation abilities to manifest what we need when we need it. what we need when we need it. So maybe that's what it's about, so that whatever it is that you're needing, that it is that you're manifesting it, it will be provided for you in that way. And rather than focusing on the money, focus on your manifestation abilities, focusing on your gratitude. And this is what I need now. And then see how it comes in. Of course, there's a learning curve with this, because if we've always done it with money, you know, you have the money, then you go and you pay for something. That this, with this way of doing it, it's a different way of doing it. But maybe that is where we're going. So what do you think?
Lyle said something about, you know, if we all got replicators. And one of the things that they caution us about is you can't just put replicators out there immediately, because society isn't ready consciously to accept that, all of that. And they wouldn't have a job. Then they wouldn't have... just things that they identify as their worth, even. They have to be educated about all of that before the replicators can come out in mass. Anyway, that's what we've been told. So that's, I
keep... What is a replicator? Like, what is a replicator?
A replicator is like, you know, like on Star Trek, he goes and says, Earl T in a pink cup. And so out it comes.
Okay.
And so it replicates by using the molecular structure. It's not AI, it is spiritual intelligence, which is completely different than artificial intelligence. So it uses spiritual intelligence to create the molecular structure of Earl Grey tea, which is what Captain Picard always asked for in his replicator. There's replicators that'll do whole houses. There's replicators that will do a car, if that's what you needed. There's big ones and small ones, but every home will have one eventually.
But I think we're moving towards. It's just that we, you know, as even the pioneers, you know, because we also want to make sure that we're not replicating anything that's negative.
Right. We don't want to be replicating guns.
Yeah.
But anyway, and there are safeguards for that, I do believe. So that's going to come in the future. I think the med beds come out before, according to Jared Rand, med beds come out before replicators. So we'll be getting healthy before we get the replicator, according to him and his latest information, which does make sense.
How many years down the road do you know?
Well, he said... like 10 before replicators come. And I disagree with that. I think it's more like 3 or 4, personally. Once, not 3 or 4 from this moment, 3 or 4 from once technologies are coming out. You know, so we have to get to that point where they're allowed to come out, where it's safe to come out, where we've already brought the Republic back in, which is what Nassara does. Nassara brings in our constitutional republic again, because right now we're a U.S. corporation, as I'm sure most of your audience probably knows that. So what does Nassara do? We have to be peaceful. Well, right now we're not, obviously, with Ukraine and all. However, there actually is more peace treaties that have been made with President Trump in 2017, and even actually before that. But he went around and did it as well. That's why he did not start another war. You know, you don't have to like him or whatever. Let's look at the things that people do, not their personalities. So, you know, he didn't start another war. He's one of the first presidents in over 100 years that did not start a war. There were still wars going on. And he actually did a lot to create peace. The Galactic Federation cannot land until we're one peaceful world. So it looks like we're far from that, but we're actually not far from that. So as things unfold in the next year, we will become a peaceful world. I do believe that. I think we're on our way there. So yeah. Peace is one thing that Nassara brings in, the abundance, there's many different ways that the abundance comes in. Saint Germain, he put away gold a long time ago. He's actually the one who created fractional banking for this very purpose, knowing how it would go out, how it would unfold all these years. And Kuan Yin, she has the one for the East. And it's been multiplying all the time. It's the gold that backs the frequency, the currency, when the currencies change to gold back or asset back. You shouldn't just say gold back, because a lot of countries have, well, oil, diamonds, plutonium, uranium, silver, you know, any of the ones, copper, anything that's value. But it'll be a value rather than this fictitional money. So that's another thing that it brings. It'll bring the technologies that we've already discussed. So the med beds that'll give us new bodies. Well, it's not going to give us new bodies. It's going to restore our current bodies. So there's that. And what else with Nasara?
Debt forgiveness in your notes.
Debt forgiveness is a huge one. Debt forgiveness, we're really overdue. It's amazing that it's the wizardry that they're using to keep everything afloat is truly amazing when you look at it from a strategic point of view, like looking up and looking down. Look at what they've been doing. Wow. It's amazing, really, that it's still working. It's propped up by magic, really, you know, by deceit, actually. So debt forgiveness.
It's still, you know, the whole when you were just talking about the deceit, it's still that you know, the old saying, robbing Peter to pay Paul.
That's what I do every day.
Right, robbing Peter to pay Paul, and then robbing Peter to pay Paul, and robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's just that whole system that's going on, you know, that whole slavery mentality, energy that the Matrix has us chasing in.
Yeah, debt slavery. So that all goes. Mortgage goes away, credit card debt, school debt, and taxation, IRS in the United States, but it goes globally. No more taxation. And we are really close to this happening. What does close mean? Well, probably not tomorrow, but maybe the next day.
Yeah.
And what are some of the other things? We will have disclosure with all the truth will come out about our history and about the Galactic Federation, or I shouldn't even call it that, really, the galactic community, and how we fit into it and how we did the dive of consciousness in Atlantis. Atlantis was fifth dimensional, actually, which is where we're going back to. And then it did the fall in consciousness. So that will all come out. The truth will come out. Now, okay, that's another question a lot of people have been asking me. Well, they better tell everything about adrenochrome and sex trafficking and everything. And I said, wait a minute. It's not going to be blast everybody. You've been doing this how long? You've been getting all the information incrementally for so long. I said, they have to be spoon-fed it, but it'll be at a faster rate because of what we have done. Because we haven't integrated all of this information and understood that we've been lied to forever. And that even things that we wouldn't even think are not true are coming to find out that, you know, everything we believe just about. And so there will be help for all people. And there won't be any more homeless. They'll be taken care of. And these all things have to happen. It doesn't happen overnight. Most light workers go, oh, okay, this happened. Now A, B, C, and can happen. And really it's A, B, C, you know, it's not fast. These have to be integrated in 7-8 billion people, all at different levels. So we have to be patient, really, because we're on the upper level of this integration, and we have to be patient with the ones that are just catching up.
Yeah, I think, like right now, you know, we've been, I'm just seeing a lot more people wake up recently, wake up to more of the distortion that's been going on, because the, you know, the energy is so intense in so many areas. It's really making people go, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, it is doing that, you know, so people are waking up on that front. And then also at the other token is that we also have to realize that, you know, everything is moving fast. When we think about it, it is moving fast. There's a lot of change with the Schumann resonance that's coming in, that are continuously bringing in more and more light into our physical bodies, because we're taking our physical body with us into higher vibrational ways of living and being. And so the density is just falling away, releasing and letting go, releasing and letting go. So we're you know, going through so much that it's good to have the space.
There's an information sequence that we should talk about. For many years before the internet, our information came from radio, then television, all along newspapers, and through dialogue from people who were politicians or church leaders or people who were famous. And then the internet came, and all of a sudden we became privy to more information than ever before. The internet took a while to become much more sophisticated. Now with modern programming, the internet has, you can almost do anything on the internet. What I'm realizing as I watch and look at this from a historical perspective, the information war that they talk about has not succeeded as well as they'd like, because just because there's more information, we also have more information against what the control used to be that we didn't have control over without that information. And combined with frequency upgrades, combined with people starting to see the failure of the various organizations who lead humanity to different things, we're seeing all the flaws because we see pictures of things going on, like too much people coming through borders and health disasters and weather disasters. We're given the tools now to wake up. This isn't something before where we could sleep peacefully because we didn't have the tools. So I'm hopeful, because you can't help but notice that a lot of people are starting to question things because of more information being available. And even though they're trying like crazy to censor information, people have taken steps, like there's video platforms now and dialogue platforms that are moving beyond the censorship. They can't do it to them anymore. And so, like, even governments are trying to stop things now because they're getting desperate. When you see that, it's like an animal cornered and they do things that they would normally not do. So I like looking at that things that way, because it makes me realize that we're really in the action part of this moment, that this is an evolutionary action moment. And it's really a question of how long do we have to ride the wave before we get to the other side of that wave and get to go down and see the results or fruits of our labor? When's that going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, that's been one of my questions as well. The fruits of our labor and the labor that we've done internally, working on ourselves, letting go of the old human, giving birth to the new human, the new galactic human, as you all like to say, giving birth to the new human, giving birth to the new earth, being really clear on what our values and what our principles are, being clear on what we will and will not tolerate, and all of those things. And so that has been our work. And so the fruits of our labor, that is the fruit of our labor, right? When will we see that? And the word that comes is patience, right? And for those of us that you know, have been laboring. We've been laboring. We've been laboring. We've been holding. And so looking forward to the fruits of our labor, looking forward to receive them, because, you know, that whole censoring thing that is really, really big right now everywhere, right? People are just not taking it anymore. That I'm not going to be suppressed. I'm not going to be kept quiet. And this has all been for that. This has all been happening so that we can claim our sovereignty in it, claim our power, claim our voice, claim our power, claim our planet, claim our body back, right?
Absolutely.
I like how you laid it out, Miles, about the information age. And So, and now, you know, we're moving into the second half, can you believe it, of 2023. This is what's so mind-blowing to me right now. It's like, what have I been doing the last 6 months? Like, what, you know, it just feels, it just flew by so fast. Actually, what have I been doing the last 7 months? It's 7 months. Wow. So,
well, and time is an illusion. I mean, you wake up and it's time for lunch and you haven't even had breakfast. And then it's time for dinner, and then it's time to go to bed. I really don't know how I get anything done lately, because I have to rest in between that I didn't have to do before. But, you know, one of the things that will soften a lot of all this information coming forward to everybody, because some of it, you know, when you say you've been lied to and the history is wrong and science is wrong and all these different things, but the debt forgiveness and the quantum financial system and the quantum educational system and all the quantum systems that come that take away all fear of deceit or anything, no more banks in that regard, that will soften the blow, because people will be relieved that they can pay their rent, that they can pay their bills, or actually most of the bills disappear. So that's really good. But now they have some freedom. What happens when you have freedom? You start actually getting creative. And really, you go inward and start exploring yourself more. And that's one of the reasons the cabal doesn't want us to have any time on our hands. But I think COVID actually ended up giving a lot of people that. It damaged some people, and it actually helped some people to go into their inner self and look at what makes them happy and what makes them what they're still willing to go to that job or not. You know, a lot of things came, but the financial system, when you start receiving more money, it softens the blow of all the ugliness that will also come out. There's beauty that comes out, and there's the ugliness that gets shown that's been going on for centuries. So it's exciting times. And then we're here to help all those people, because we've already been through it. And by the way, I want to do a shout out to all people who've been holding the light, because if we didn't follow that carrot, as Miles calls it, we wouldn't be here today doing the Nisara that's actually manifesting before our eyes.
Yeah, and I want to, yeah, definitely shout out to all of you, like Colleen said, and, you know, the Company of Heaven is applauding us because of what we've accomplished already, of what we've accomplished, because this has never been done before. And so it's extraordinary work that we've achieved and what we've done, even though the fruits of our labor, because we're still watching the chaos unfold and so much had to be, but the clearing, the transmuting, the transcending, the witnessing, the observing of the old shadows, of all of the old, the darkest of crimes of humanity. You talked about freedom. Did you go see the movie Sound of Freedom?
Yes, I did. And I can remember at first I wasn't going to go. I was just going to buy a ticket to support. And I went, I don't need to go. I don't need to see. But then a group was going. And so I went with the group. And it was very powerful. And it was very mild from one point of view. Because I've done deep dive, because I know so much about this subject, because my guides came in and asked me to look at pedophilia. This was a few years ago. And I said, oh, I don't want to. Do I have to? And they said, oh, no, we want you to do the victimizer, not the victims. So I had to look at why they do what they do. And so I did do a deep dive. Well, this movie is perfect because it's so well done. And they're not graphic, and yet nothing is left to the imagination in the sense that you know when the door closes what happens inside that room. But they don't actually show it. It's very well done. And it's uniting people.
Yeah. It was very well done, very soft in that sense, like, you know, because we know that what's going on out there is far more intense and nasty than what that movie showed. I too was going to buy a ticket. I too was going to give it away, because what year were you called to go in to look at that? What year was that? Colleen?
Actually, it was 2019.
You know, that is the year that I was in there too. I was called to go in and look at the crimes of humanity and the slavery and child trafficking of the children, women and children. And emotionally process and release the pain around all of that, right? Emotionally release all of it, so that when I went to go see the movie now, there were no tears left because that's all been processed and neutralized, right?
It's
all been released. Yeah, it's been released and let go. But it was during 2019. It was a huge, huge time. Interesting. I bet there were many of us around that were called to, and especially as women, as mothers, to clear those wounds out and transcend that energy.
Yeah.
So that movie is very well. If you haven't gone to see The Sound of Freedom, definitely go and check it out. Because if you're not aware of this, you know, the United States is one of the biggest platforms for childhood sex trafficking. It's a $750 billion industry for the United States. And so that has to stop. So, you know, in the movie, they said, you know, God's children are not for sale. That was a beautiful way to talk about that.
And which is what's uniting everybody.
Yeah.
And they always said, I'm watching the plan, the White Hat plan, and I'm watching it. And then you can go, oh, I see how they did that. I see that this movie was made 5 years ago.
Right.
So a lot more has come out even, you know, for me to know in those 5 years.
Right.
So it's bringing people together. And they always said the children will unite the world because we will all stand up and say no once we.
And you know what? The same thing that happened, like where you said, your guide said, you know, go look at this. A lot of people, you know, with trauma or whatever is going on in their life, whatever, they have no bandwidth for it. They don't even want to look at it. They don't even want to deal with it. They don't even want to know what's going on. They want to just keep their blinders on and just deal with them, you know, what's going on in their own life. And rightfully so, because, you know, if you're still working on yourself and you keep your own house, get your own house in order first, right? Because that's what we're all here to do. But our children are our future. And really, truly, you know, source energy is taking the planet back. That's all. The children are going home to God. That's all. That's all. So it is that. That's just where we're at. And we came to assist with all of that as the divine, as source energy, as God energy is working through each other. So I too am excited for these next 3 years that are unfolding.
Yeah.
So do you all want to let everyone know how they can find your website and go, because you have so much information and a living library on your website?
Well, everybody We've been Cornelia's guests for several video casts. Guess what? This Sunday, Cornelia is going to be the Planetary Activation Organization's guest. So we actually haven't even shown Cornelia what we're going to be talking about. Cornelia gave us some information. One of the things that she says is ascension is an inside job. So that's one of the things we're going to talk about. I'm not going to tell you the rest. You have to go to our website to find out. And it's www.paoweb.com, paoweb.com. And we'd love to have you come and join us and with our special guest Cornelia this Sunday. And those of you who want to get on the list, if you want to get newsletters, you can find our free newsletter link on our website and share in Colleen's delights, where she sends her galactic heart messages to you every so often. And one of the things we found when we do our webinars is that, as Sheldon always said, the Galactic Federation sends their energy to us. They haven't forgotten us, even though Sheldon hasn't been with us. The Galactic Federation's energy joins us in our webinars, and you can really feel people have told us that their frequencies have been raised during our webinars. There's something special happening there. So like never before, this is our opportunity to take action. This is the theme of this show. So let's take action together and join together and raise our frequencies together, because that magnifies it. So please come.
Yay. Woohoo.
Love it.
Yes. Colleen, would you like to have some final words before we close out today?
Keep shining your lights bright and just keep dancing, singing, going for walks in nature, doing whatever you can to keep balanced. That's the secret. So it's not just all meditation. It's not just all work. It's having fun too. So
keep shining your lights bright. It is about having fun. When is the last time that I had like a really good laugh or a really good belly laugh, you know, where you're laughing so hard you could cry kind of feeling? I'd like to have that. I'd like to experience that.
More of that, please.
Yeah, more of that. You know, that'll be good. So order that on the menu. I'd like to experience that. So as always, I enjoy having you on the show and talking about co-creating our new earth together. It's wonderful, the information that you are sharing here, your wisdom, and all the work that you've done in the world to get us to this place. So we want to thank you and look forward again to bringing you back again next month. And then I will see you all on Sunday, as well as we're doing one of your webinars, which I'm really excited about.
It's going to be so much fun, because we're going to find out about a lot of the work that you've done throughout the years.
And wonderful.
Which is different than what we talk about here, right?
Yeah. It's exactly.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to Cornelia. Yeah.
Good. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Why don't you hit that like button and also the subscribe button on our YouTube channel so that this information can go out to all the people that are looking for it, and so that the information can and spread and serve those who are looking for it. We want to thank you so much for listening and tuning in, and we'll see you again next time. Take good care, everyone.
Bye. Salama ja, be and joy.
And thank you. That's Canadian.